Someday, it's going to be your last day. I know I don't mean to get dark and gruesome, but someday, it's going to be our last day. So I'm going to live every day as if it's my last day and do stuff that I always wanted to do because I don't want to go, oh man, I'm dying tomorrow, I'm dying now, and I missed it. I don't want to think about what I could have, should have done. I want to do it now, and I don't care about talent. I just care about doing it now because I want it. I want to do it, and it's within me. If you give up on your dreams, if you give up on your dreams, what do you have left?
I don't know a single exceptional person who isn't dangerously consistent. Exceptional results in public are the result of exceptional consistency in private. And so it's like, if you can't consistently do the obvious thing with unobvious intensity, how do you expect to do that one amazing thing super, super well? Inconsistent people watch consistent people change the world.
The potential you see in other people isn't real. It's the projection of what you would do in their position. He could do this, he should do that, she's throwing her life away. Imagine holding yourself to the same standard. How much differently would you see your current situation and potential as someone looking at your life from the outside? We spend so much time overcomplicating our situations by trying to brace for all of the potential outcomes of the risks that we never even end up taking. But if we ask someone else to do the same, they'd be stupid. They'd be wasting their life for not making such an obvious choice. So however you would see the path to improve your current situation and activate your potential as if it were through someone else, is the exact clear-cut answer that you've been procrastinating. You never needed the natural intelligence to study hard. You never needed the rich parents to take a risk. You never needed the perfect genetics to get in shape. You just needed the accountability and perspective that the difficulty and uncertainty associated with anything worth pursuing is the common ground that every single one of us has to accept in order to change our lives.
Make it count. Not for them, but for you. Shock yourself with how far you can go. Starting over isn't weakness. It takes guts to rebuild, but you owe it to yourself. Be stubborn enough not to quit this time. The world won't believe you until you show it. So go make it happen.
Pressure is a privilege. You know what pressure means? That means somebody believes in you. Do you believe in yourself? These individuals here, they can't believe more in you than you believe in yourself. They can't want it more for you than you want it for yourself. Their obligation can't be greater than your obligation to yourself. Pressure defines who you are and who you're not. But you know what pressure does? It defines who you can become.
Don't ever be ashamed of anything you've done in your life. Face it, fix it, make it better. Build belief, build confidence to the point where nothing can hurt you because you know exactly who you are. You've faced your demons in your mind. You were able to hear all your past traumas. You were able to listen to them. You're able to say, okay, now I can now talk to people about what I went through. I'm no longer embarrassed. I'm no longer ashamed. Being ashamed is one of the biggest things that people nowadays, in their minds, build in for moving forward. I'm ashamed of myself. We are humans. But then again, if you always think that we're humans, you will always just be a human and always make the same mistakes. Go through the archives, dig it up, study it, and then use it for yourself.
It's how you gained mastery. See, feeling confident is because that's what you feel after you've done it over and over and over again. But true confidence begins the moment you're willing to try.
We are taken apart slowly, convinced to take an easier path, enticed by comfort. Most of us aren't defeated in one decisive battle. We are defeated one tiny, seemingly insignificant surrender at a time that chips away at who we should really be. It isn't that you wake up one day and decide, that's it, I'm going to be weak. No. It is a slow, incremental process. It chips away at our will. It chips away at our discipline.
When you invest in something, and you hustle and you work for something, you got a different type of attachment to it. You're going to have a cold day in hell for somebody to try to take this from you. We live by this, we die by this. We don't surrender, we don't retreat.
Once something's important to you, it never leaves your mind. If you always dreamt about being a singer-songwriter and you never did it, you will be haunted by that at the age of 70, because it's still right here, stored in the back of your mind. It's something that's meant for you, that's trying to call to you. You see, your dreams, you either pursue them or they fucking haunt you.
You're suffering from self-doubt while others are intimidated by your full potential. If your past self could see where you're at today, think of how impressed they would be. Imagine there are eternal verities: truth, beauty, justice, love, courage, fortitude, passion. Think of all those things as virtues. So virtue is what all virtues have in common. That's the relationship of God to the good. God is the essence of the good. Well, you may think, how would that manifest itself in your life? Well, that might be pursuit of the good. That's the pursuit of the good that unites all proximal good. Well, what is that exactly? Well, it's something like belief that it would be for the best that all things flourish to the degree that that's possible.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired.
I'm moving forward with my life because I deserve a better life. There's a you inside of you that you haven't even met yet. There's a life waiting for you that you haven't even experienced yet, because you're choosing to stay in a life that isn't meant for you no more. You have left your greatness, you have left your peace, you have left that fulfilled you that you know who you are. You have left that person on the shelf for far too long, and you've accepted something that's past its expiration date. But you got to make the decision right now. You got to make the choice and say, no more. I refuse to settle for less anymore.
The price of regret is much heavier than the price of discipline. You never want to wake up one day, one week, one month, one year down the road and go, shh, man, I wish I would have listened to my gut. I wish I would have done this thing. You don't want to live in regret. If there's something you want to get done in work, your relationships, school, whatever it is, do it.
You have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you.
Turn your wounds into wisdom. You will be wounded many times in your life. You'll make mistakes. Some people will call them failures. But I have learned that failure is really God's way of saying, excuse me, you're moving in the wrong direction. It's just an experience.
It's your unlimited desires that are clouding your peace, your happiness. Every desire you have is an access where you will suffer.
Don't stop running towards your dream. It's very important as you hold on to that dream. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself. There are rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. It's very important for you to know that. Don't say, I'm having a bad day. Say, I'm having a character building day.
Every man has two lives. And the second starts when he realizes he has just one.
Staying motivated. Don't worry about motivation. Motivation is fickle. It comes and goes. It is unreliable, and when you are counting on motivation to get your goals accomplished, you will likely fall short. So, don't expect to be motivated every day to get out there and make things happen. You won't be. Don't count on motivation. Count on discipline.
They don't print time. They don't print opportunities. You can lose money and get it back. You can't get time back. You can't get experiences back.
You need to be able to trust your own word. And a lot of us don't, because life is very convenient. It is easy for people to not stick to the promises that they set themselves, because our ability to be idealistic always going to outstrip reality's ability to deliver that to us. As soon as you posit an ideal, you then begin to compare yourself to that ideal. And true hell is when the person that you are meets the person that you could have been.
You know what you have to do, so make yourself do it. You do that with discipline. Everyone wants some magic pill, some life hack that eliminates the need to do the work, but that does not exist. No. You have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen. So dig in. Find the discipline. Be the discipline. Accomplish. That's it.
You see, God did not leave you on earth so you would suffer. He left you behind so that you could tell the story. Most people will live, and when they die, the generation that they were around will be the only ones to ever know their name. But then there are those who will echo into the future, and the only way they echo is through the lives of their grandchildren, their children, and they will echo through the lives of the things they do that are epic, that touch other people's lives. You are the echo that gets up every morning, that gets the chance to live out a legacy and leave your name, their name behind.
A lot of people talk about discipline. Okay, great. Why do you fall off the wagon? Why can't I continue with this routine? Going to the gym, being better, waking up early, eating the right foods. It's because maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your job, and it's all just stuffed in your brain. You don't have it compartmentalized and organized in these nice shelves. So where am I going to put discipline? You gotta be able to find all these different things in your mind. Oh, I can put discipline right there. I can put consistency right there. I can put all these things right there in that spot. If your life is not organized, and your life being everything around you.
Self-confidence is really someone who keeps promises of themselves. Because self-confidence is really like your reputation with yourself. If you've got a great reputation with yourself and you know you can trust you, you're not so concerned about your reputation or what other people think about you.
Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcomes. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm gonna do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were gonna get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important? What you acquire or who you become? And a lot of people think what they acquire is the thing that makes them who they are. No, it's who you become in the process of chasing what you want to acquire, right? Change expectation for appreciation. Extract the lessons and the blessings from the situations that didn't turn out the way you want them to turn out. But most importantly, man, approach it and eliminate the outcome.
This is your season of comeback. It's happening for your life. This is a season where everything changes for you. Everything changes for you, but you got to claim it. You got to own it. This is the season where everything that you're going through, everything that you've been through that didn't make sense, this is the season where it's going to make sense. This is the season where all those losses in the past that didn't make sense, all the setbacks, all the no's, this is the season where you get that yes where it makes sense.
If you don't have a lofty ambition, then you suffer miserably. And the reason for that is life is really complex, short, finite, full of suffering, and beyond you. The suffering is meaningful. It's just not the kind of meaning you want. So how do you get out of that? You note the baseline of suffering, and then you say to yourself, okay, I need to do something that justifies that.
Hey fam, real quick. If you've been rocking with the podcast and you're serious about leveling up your health, fitness, and mindset, I've got something special for you. I just opened up my private school community, where I share exclusive content you won't find anywhere else. Behind-the-scenes lessons, deep game on consistency, and access to me and other high-performing members who actually walk the talk. Think of it like the podcast, but multiplied. More value, more connection, and more accountability to keep you growing. So if you're ready to go from just listening to actually living this lifestyle, hit the link in the description and join us on School today. Trust me, the people in there are already making big moves. Don't get left behind.
Do not ever allow anyone and anything put you in a conceptual box. There is no you must become this or you must become that. You can become everything as long as the mind is free and it's not preoccupied with any ideas of the parents, of the government, of the society, of the advertising, of the propaganda, of anything like this. The free spirit. Whatever keeps the free spirit alive. This is, I think, is there are just institutions and systems existing in this world right now. They are not made to make you bigger. They are made to keep you small. They are not made for you. They don't want you to free think. Because free thinking, meaning you could possibly tap into the idea that there's a huge potential about you.
Life is about losing. As we get older, we lose our hair, we lose our teeth, we lose our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, and but it's the ones who overcome that, lost in life, to shun away adversity and always willing to fight it. Every particular moment in life are the ones that are able to transcend and be able to spread the word to other people who's in that same particular gender as they are.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great. Most people never take the chance, either because they're too scared or they don't recognize it when it spits on their shoes. This is your big chance, and you shouldn't let it go by.
Failure is resistance. Failure is a test. Failure is an opportunity for you to learn from, get up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. And if you're not willing to do that, your future will not be as bright as you want it to be.
I'm not saying you have to love the work. Muhammad Ali, he said that I hated every minute of training. But I told myself, suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion.
It's because you're ambitious, but you're lazy. You keep getting stuck in the same old habits and you remain stagnant. You can't make any progress. Why is that? It's because you lack belief in that you will win. If someone came to you and told you that if you do X, Y, and Z, you will guaranteed get the outcome that you desire, you would do it. Because there would be no chance for failure. So what this tells you is you don't believe in yourself. You think that there is a chance that you will fail, but let me tell you something. You see, it doesn't really make sense. You simply cannot fail as long as you show up.
If you're going to step out from what you have always been into something new, you have to be prepared to cut all of the old out, because all of the old will constantly be in your ear chirping, making you doubt, making you question, making you slow down, making you hesitate. And all of those qualities will keep you from becoming that thing that you're trying to become. That version of yourself that lives inside of your heart that nobody else even knows about, because you're too afraid to talk about it, because you're afraid everybody's gonna laugh at you. That's the thing you're supposed to become. Whatever that is, that's what you're supposed to become. You need to listen to that.
Maybe the journey isn't so much about becoming anything. Maybe it's about unbecoming everything that isn't you, so you can be who you were meant to be in the first place.
I think unbecoming is the greatest form of growth, because I feel like you're always unbecoming. I feel like, as a matter of fact, to a certain extent, you're doing more unbecoming than becoming. Along the journey of development, along the journey of accomplishment, right, you're always unbecoming.
I think you can become confident in any skill by just doing it so many times that you get bored of doing it. And as long as you don't let your first failure become your last failure, then it wasn't a failure.
stop waking up with some victim story. I watch so many individuals that tell me, I want to be successful. And then they come up with some piss poor story of why they're not there. The only person holding you back is you. And I watch too many people wake up every day saying, as long as somebody tells me, as long as somebody holds my hand, if somebody could just do this, wake up every day saying, it's up to me to make things happen. And time is all a construct. There is no element that you have to say, maybe in 10 years, things can happen magically in an instant. We can take quantum leaps into massive action and abundance and results. But the reality is there's an internal transformation that must happen before we see an external realization. And if you're not somebody that's sitting there saying it's up to me and I get to design and let the universe align with that design, I am getting in the way of my success. So as you wake up today, tomorrow, the next day, I want you to wake up with a blank canvas and a pen, and I want you to draw exactly with detail, exactly what success looks like, exactly what you're calling in, what network, what relationship, what tools, what resource, what money, what job opportunity, what situation you get to step into because you hold the pen. And as I challenge you to do this, I want you to watch as miracle after miracle starts to happen, and don't be the interference for that.
Life isn't about handing what you want on a silver platter. It's about shaping you into the person who can handle it. Every setback is an invitation to grow, an invitation to show up stronger than the person you were yesterday. You can't build the life you want while staying the same person you've always been. Growth demands discomfort. Healing requires honesty. And progress asks for patience. So believe me when I say you're being prepared for the things that you asked for. Keep showing up, because on the other side of this test, your transformation is waiting.
This lie that we tell ourselves about things waiting till tomorrow will ultimately cost you everything. You never start tomorrow, you always wait, and then you end up with a mountain so big you don't even want to climb it. So what's the answer? It's to do it now. How many New Year's resolutions are you still working on? It's the middle of January, and according to U.S. News and World Report, 57% of those who set resolutions have already abandoned them. And by the middle of February, 80% of those who set New Year's resolutions will have quit completely. Why? Three things hold us back and detour our progress: influence, timing, and expectations. You see, when we set a New Year's resolution, most of the time we try to hold on to the past while we're ushering in the new. And that can't accomplish what we need to accomplish. When we set New Year's resolutions, don't you think it's to our best advantage to also set new relationships in place, new positive influencers in our lives who will hold us accountable and encourage us to take that step forward, to up-level our behavior and make sure that we're walking on higher ground? Yet, too many of us set these New Year's resolutions and never revamp or recalibrate our relationships. You see, trying to hurt me by bringing up my past is like robbing my old house. I don't live there anymore. But how many of us fail to understand that there's a man in the mirror, a woman in the mirror experience, also calling our name, where we must stop living in the past because we say so, and stop living in the future because we say so? Eliminating that old person, that old attitude that brought us here today.
So what I want to challenge you as we go into the new year is to be willing to fight a little bit. Get your fight on a little bit. Listen, life doesn't give us what we would like to have, what we wish for. It doesn't even always give us what we dream for. It'll give us what we're willing to fight for. And I believe you and your life and your spirit, your journey, your existence, your story is worth fighting for. I believe the people around you who would benefit from you becoming this next best person, those people are worth fighting for. I believe the people in your life who have sacrificed for you, maybe it's your parents, maybe it's your grandparents, maybe it's your ancestors, I don't know. Those people are worth fighting for. They're worth honoring with the man or woman you're becoming. And settling is not an option in our lives. Settling is such a scary thing to do. And if you've been in that mode for a while, your past doesn't equal your future. You can make a shift at any given time in your life and decide, I'm going to become a new person.
People think when they get to a certain time of the year, there's this magical day when life resets and it's our opportunity to go after things that we've been putting off, saying, I don't have time right now, or I don't have enough time, or I'm not prepared, or I need more time, or all these different things. We put off what we really want to get after. And we wait for this one magical day when we think we're going to restart and refresh this part of our life. And we resolve that we're going to do all of these things. And resolve is just a fancy word for decide. So we resolve we're going to do all these things and make them happen. And what happens is we resolve, and it doesn't take very long for that resolve to dissolve. Instead of waiting for that one day that's really no different than any other day, we should be deciding the things that we want to do, deciding the things that will make us better, that'll help us grow, that'll get us to where we want to be. Decide those things and then set a goal. Actually commit to it by setting a goal, putting it in writing, a very specific decision, a specific place that you're going to get to. We set that goal and we get after that goal by making it very specific. And then we make it measurable quantitatively so that we can see our progress in that goal. And then we track that progress and we set a deadline by which we're going to complete this goal. And we start growing and accomplishing the things in our life by setting these goals. And as we're working on these goals and looking at these goals on a daily basis, we write a corresponding positive affirmation that tells our subconscious mind we're already there. You see, we start telling ourselves we are the person that we want to become, and our mind, our subconscious mind, will help us get there. To resolve just means to decide, but if that's all we do is decide and then don't follow it up with any kind of action, that resolve will dissolve. Set your goals, make your commitment, become the person you want to be by not just deciding, but putting it in writing.
And if you're feeling darkness, maybe it is a time of rest. Maybe it is a time of renewal. Maybe it is a time to re-energize.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not about rushing towards the light. Like if you stayed up all night going, I can't wait for it to become light again, you're not going to get any sleep. And so sometimes we're in a bad place and we're just like, I can't wait for it to be light again. As opposed to saying, well, let me lean into this. Let me lean into what this is asking of me and asking from me. And maybe there's something to gain here as well. You're alone. You're alone. You may have a shrink you're going to. You may have a best friend you're going to. But there's 24 hours in the day where you're alone in this brain. And your brain is talking to you in all kinds of ways. And it wants to control you, pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. You got to control. If not, it's over.
So I'm starting the day by building a non-negotiable standard for myself, which I've come to realize is the only way we can ever grow and improve. When people say no one's coming to save you, they're not talking about how no one's coming to help you reach your goals. They're talking about how no one's coming to save you from yourself. Because without standards, man, we always lose direction and we always fall back to our lowest automatic systems. Binging, procrastinating, clinging to comfort, and the fucking worst one of all, dude, lacking the desire to change because it's just too difficult and discomfort is so distasteful these days. So when I'm out here in the morning, it's not about mileage. It's not about pace, not really. It's about creating a rhythm and creating a standard and a certainty in a world of uncertainty for how I want to see myself throughout the day. And now I have this new energy that I'll bring to everything else I do.
You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork yourself, Dad.
A lot of people sit back and they dream about being a sports figure,
or dream about being a SEAL or dream about being an astronaut, and all it is a motherfucking dream. They don't put the work behind the dream. That dream has become their master. When you become the master of your fucking dream, the dream was the one thing I thought about, and the dream was not gone. Now, what comes in, the dream goes away, and the laundry list of details and tasks come up. Gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this. That's when you become the master of your dream. So, a lot of people out there dream it.
When you spend your life looking for scapegoats, you take away your own responsibility. You remove your own power. You steal your own strength. Nobody who has chosen the easy path of hate has gotten to the end of that road and said, oh, what a life. No. They die as miserably as they lived. No matter how far you've gone, I want you to know that you still have the chance to choose a life of strength.
Every day, stand guard at the door of your mind. How important. Stand guard at the door of your mind.
It is easy to be motivated to succeed in the beginning of an endeavor and when you are close to the end. The most difficult part, and the part where people quit, is when they are in the thick of it, and it is unclear whether they have the strength and stamina to make it the rest of the way. Inner monologue, rationalizing why it is okay to quit or to not push myself to the goal that I have written down on paper. The hardest part of working toward a goal is when we are either making slow progress or negative progress, and having the patience and confidence to know that the improvements we make over the long periods, as opposed to the short periods, are what matter. Milestones are what remind us that we are making progress, even if it isn't apparent every day. A quote that has helped me immeasurably is: a boy and a horse are in the woods. And the boy says to the horse, I can't see a way through. And the horse says, can you see your next step? And the boy says, yeah. And the horse says, then just take that. All of the time, we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey is, and we feel overwhelmed. With each step, you will get closer to that. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
You know, the war that you have to really fight is the war against yourself. You have to fight the war against yourself. Now, it's not easy to look in the mirror and to change your own lives. It's hard as hell. You have to take responsibility. You have to learn these things. You have to feel uncomfortable. Good, because discomfort is how we grow. That's how we become strong. If you run away from discomfort and resistance your whole life, we will always be weak.
Pretend there's a documentary crew filming your success story and they're following you around right now. What would you do? What would you do if you knew that there was a crew following you around with cameras documenting your future incredible success and they want to catch you in the act of it all? You would do all the right things you would have to do. Think about that. Organize it.
So one of the things, in order to make this your decade, in order to reach your goals, you've got to find some reasons that make you strong. Some reasons that will make you hang in there when times get rough, because they're going to get rough. It's going to be very challenging. Whenever you decide that you want to grow, whenever you decide that you want to go to another level, all hell will break loose. Everything that will happen, the brother that can happen, will happen, and at the worst possible moment. They call it Murphy's Law. So whenever you decide you want to go to another level, you've got to fasten your psychological, your mental, and your spiritual seatbelt. Because it's going to be a while before you experience a comfortable altitude.
My biggest fear in life is that there is a final resting place in this world. And there's a final judgment. And you talk to something much bigger than you. I don't want to sit down and have a conversation with someone that says, you're in heaven. This is what you should have been on earth. I want God to be up there right now, we're speaking, writing stuff down, saying, my God, he exceeded even my expectations. That's how I live my life. I now know that there is no cap on the human mind. There's no cap. We cap it ourselves.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life.
I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible. The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursuing. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk?
What's the secret to happiness? I always say one word. Progress. Progress equals happiness. If you ever achieved a goal and then went, is this all there is? You know it's not getting it. Or you may have achieved a goal and you were thrilled. How long were you happy for? A year? 9 months? 6 months? 3 weeks? Because we're not made to just sit here and be satisfied. Everything in the universe grows or dies. Everything in the universe either contributes or is eliminated. So when you're making progress, you feel alive.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything is uphill that's worthwhile.
And for many of you, this is your chance. This is your shot. This is your moment. This is your time. This is your opportunity. This is your place for you to really begin to live an intentional life.
Ask yourself this question. Is this action going to make me stronger or weaker? Will this action move me toward the strategic long-term goals I am trying to achieve in my life? And do not lie to yourself.
Life. Embrace the journey and the process of life. Wisdom comes from experience, and experience takes time. The more experience you have, the more you learn from that experience, the wiser you can get.
In life, people emulate the end result, not the process. The end result is what they see, and they emulate that. Are you willing to put in that sort of commitment? Are you willing to practice the whole life? Yeah, sure, you want to be on a jet and all that, but do you want to put in that work? That's what it takes for something great, that amount of time, that level of commitment.
The rarer you are, the rarer the people are who share your perspective. In this way, the greater your success, the fewer people you can share it with. Loneliness is a kind of tax you have to pay to atone for a certain complexity of mind.
Have to grow as a person. You have to constantly challenge yourself to be a better person and a better person. You got to keep becoming a better person. You have to keep visiting your demons. You have to keep challenging yourself. You have to keep growing as a human being. And that's the hardest thing in the world because nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to face their own shit.
And if you're not constantly performing without purpose, you're not going to be ready when the time comes. It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you.
The human brain cannot comprehend the negative. It is incapable. And so what happens is we very often reinforce things when we put things in the negative, right? I can't get apart, or I can't do this, versus I'm going to keep doing this. It's such a huge thing to convert things into the affirmative. It's the same thing for you. If you focus on the obstacles, all you will see is obstacles. It's your choice how you choose to perceive your own career. It's literally perspective.
Life is hard for two reasons. It's hard because you're living in your comfort zone. It's also hard because you're trying to live outside of your comfort zone.
So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is That is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I can need.
And that's why you have to continuously have that inner dialogue and bring yourself back, you know, and remind yourself that things are exactly as they're meant to be. Release the expectations, forget the picture of how I think my life needs to be going at this specific time, and just live in this moment. Right? And as you continue to just take steps each and every day, trying to make the most out of what you have now, you're going to start evolving and growing into new seasons, into new opportunities.
Are you controlling the things that you are capable of controlling? Okay? Because if you were to control the things that you could actually control, you would have far less chaos in your life.
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch, refuse to study a few more hours, refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks.
If you find yourself in an anxious time, if you find yourself frustrated and angry and mad because you feel like you're continuously spinning your wheels and not getting anywhere, you are probably not controlling what it is that you control. You're not understanding that we actually control our momentum, and you're frustrated because other people have it and you don't. The reason you don't is because you're not executing past the point to where things that are uncomfortable become a little more comfortable.
A pine tree grows and matures very fast. An oak tree grows and matures very, very slow. But which one lasts longer? And which one is stronger? Which one shelters more critters and more birds? Which one, when it's done and over and it's cut down, which one was more valuable for the lumber? People don't go out and say, I'm going to spend extra money for some pine furniture. They want oak furniture.
If you fake bravery when you're terrified, that is bravery. And I kind of feel like motivation is the same thing. If you do the thing when you're feeling unmotivated, that is motivation.
So don't be afraid to reinvent yourself, and don't be afraid to be different, man. You ain't got to fit in the crowd. Why are you following everybody where you were clearly meant to lead?
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
The greatest gift that you can give yourself is to find something that you're naturally adept at and figure out a way to make a living at it. Because if you do that, every day will be a play day. If you love what you do, why do you want to stop doing it?
It says character is not a product of circumstances. It's the thing that survives.
Most people are so distracted, they're so busy being busy, they're so exhausted. It's very easy because there are so few people doing the things required of world class. There's very little competition at world class.
That hunger to be more, to do more, to give more, that hunger that never ends. If you can, I think everybody has that hunger, but for some people it's been asleep for a long time because they're afraid. They're afraid that I'm going to get hungry, I'm going to try, I'm going to fail. And so it's human nature to protect yourself from the fear by just lowering your expectations. You get what you tolerate in yourself, you get what you tolerate in your life. And sooner or later, we sometimes hit a point where we say, not another day, not another hour, this is done. I'm not walking this way, I'm not talking this way, I'm not living this way, I'm going to change it. And when people do that, that's the beginning of a breakthrough.
Every next level of my life demands a new version of me. Oftentimes we got goals, dreams, and aspirations and want to acquire and do certain things, but you're still the old version of you. You haven't grown. In no sense of the word. You haven't experienced enough. That's the great thing about experiences. People are so afraid of experiences, but the great thing about experiences, you learn who you are, what you possess, what you will do. You learn from different situations, different scenarios. When you fail, you learn. When it doesn't go the way you want it to, when it goes the way, you learn, right? How do you grow? You learn. How is character formulated and sustained? You learn.
Yes.
Right? And so when it says, let the hard things of life break you and affect you, it's not saying let it break you to the point that you crumble. What it's saying is let it affect you.
And every single one of you out there have the superpowers necessary for greatness. But until you're backed into a corner, like an injured, hungry, thirsty dog, you don't really realize how much you have in you. That is something that no test can measure.
Go after your dreams. I never allowed anybody to tell me what I was capable of accomplishing. I never let anybody tell me that I can't do.
On the other side of temporary pain, you meet your other self. If you can survive the temporary, you'll meet another version of you. What actually keeps you alive does not make you successful. And so our proclivity is to avoid pain and discomfort. And when we're going through it, we try to get through it in such a way that it doesn't cause us much pain.
If you can survive the temporary, you meet another version of yourself.
A lot of people, they wish, and they're not willing to work. And the great thing about life has a funny way of testing all of us and seeing how bad we really want what it is that we say we want. Because the thing I know about people can talk the talk, and people do it very well. And life is going to say to you, you said you wanted it, now let's see how bad you really want it.
And I said, most people underestimate their abilities and their capacity, and then they overestimate other people's abilities and capacity. It's almost like you'll put yourself in a position to think that greatness is somehow reserved for special people, and that you don't belong in that category of special, like almost like you don't have what it takes.
That's what it is. That's why you have the positive emotion. Because you are a creature that can move towards goals. And the emotional signaling of that is positive emotion. No goal, no positive emotion.
See, a lot of people have an idea or a dream and they give up on it. No, don't do that. Work your dream until it get hard. See, most things don't happen as soon as we think they should happen. The messenger of misery might drop in on you and say hello. Murphy's Law might come by and thump you on the head. Any number of things can happen to interrupt your flow. It's okay. Don't take it personal. Just acknowledge what's going on. It's called life. And keep on working on your dream. Continue to keep on knocking. Because this is your life. This is what you love. This is your passion.
What the great ones understand is you're always going to be guaranteed success. You're always going to be guaranteed fulfillment when you're doing it for the process and not the product. If you're doing it for the product, then it's a hit or miss. But when you're doing it for the process, when you're doing it because it's in your heart, when you're doing it because you're doing it for compassion and passion, and you're doing it for somebody bigger than you, come on, man. You're going to be successful. There's no way you can fail. That's the promise that was made for you to be born.
You want a goal that you can never attain, right? So you could always move closer to the goal that recedes as you move towards it. You think, well, that's frustrating. It's like Sisyphus pushing the rock uphill. But it's not, because as you pursue that goal, you put yourself together and your life does get better and richer and more abundant. That's why the highest levels of virtue and goal are in some sense transcendent. You want them to be above everything you're doing so you can continually move towards something that's more sublime and better. That's what you are. You're here to live, not to sleep.
You have everything that you need to achieve greatness, and you've got a duty and a responsibility to the world to demonstrate greatness, the highest version of yourself, the 2.0 version of yourself, the most self-actualized version of yourself. You must become the man that you love, that you respect, that you admire. That is your duty. That is my duty. You've got the next 6 months ahead of you. You can either be a loser and say you will wait for the new year to come to reset your expectations and a resolution, or you could start today and reprogram yourself for greatness.
Why do some people end up courageous when so many don't? It's easier not to be. You know, it's easier to cut corners and not bear your responsibility, not take the opportunities that manifest themselves to you, not pay for your sins in the moment. It's easier. And so there's a thousand or a million ways that you can be dishonest.
If I'm not great at it, it must not be my thing. Did you know that only 1% of people are naturally extraordinarily gifted at something? Think genius, think savant. Do you know what that means for us, the other 99%+ of people? If we're going to do anything great in this life, it is going to require discipline. That's the truth. If you are going to accomplish anything extraordinary, it is going to require you pushing through the discomfort and embracing the grind.
Success is a strange thing. Presumably we want success because we think a more successful life will bring us more happiness, meaning, and fulfillment. Here's the problem. We sacrifice the thing we want, happiness, for the thing which is supposed to get it, success. Failure can make you miserable, but I'm not sure that success will make you happy.
Through that struggle, I will now have a better day, and I better can do it again tomorrow or do something else. Because if I just think, well, tomorrow I'm just gonna coast and eat Twinkies and watch TV. Oh, hello, sadness, my old friend. Hello, depression. Because when you're not doing anything, you feel like shit. And that's just a part of being a human being.
Just be calm. When things are going well, be calm. Don't think you're on top of the world. In the sense, you always got to be wary, because I've seen it. I've seen people come. I've seen people go. I've seen them come. I've seen them go. You got to be chill. Just take what's good in your life and move forward cautiously and carefully. And thank God that you have that. It's very, very important not to overextend yourself when you think you got to, everybody's dispensable.
You might be tempted to think that laziness is the lack of a desire or the lack of drive. It is not that. Laziness is an intense drive. It's an intense desire. The reason that you hoped that it would, the roads would freeze last night is not because you don't have a desire. It's because you had a desire to what? Stay in your PJs all day, sit by a fire, and binge on Netflix. You have a desire for to be comfortable. Laziness is driven by a deep desire for comfort. It's that I don't want to do anything that I don't want to do.
And we can pretend that we're something other than what we really are. Human reward systems are carved deeply into your DNA. And if you don't respect that, if you don't respect the mechanism of happiness and fulfillment and what you really need to do in order to feel satisfied in life, camaraderie, love, family, friendship, struggle, testing yourself, learning, all those things are imperative. They're all a giant part of being a person.
Why can't I just do whatever the hell I want, whenever the hell I want to do it with whoever I want to do it with? And the answer is because everything goes to hell if you do that, including you. And you say, well, I don't believe in hell. And I say, well, keep acting the way you are and you will. If you're motivated by the whim of the moment and you place that above all else, that is now your God.
Here's what you should know about winning before you chase it. Winning's not loyal to you. It doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing. It's a mastermind of creating fear and doubt in your mind. It causes setback after setback. So the question is about winning. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown?
You won't need that rest. Chances are you will realize that the desire to rest was just weakness. It was the desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the downward path.
You aren't getting any bricks in life. You make them for yourself. We are all being tested in life. While my tests are different than yours, you will be tested. And how you face that test and how you overcome that test determines the rest of your life. The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind.
Is with your life, what are you giving up? Not by your words, not by what you say, not by what you, the perception of you, not by what you type, not even necessarily by how you're living, but the truth about you.
If you want to know something about yourself, sit on your bed one night and say, what's one thing I'm doing wrong that I know I'm doing wrong that I could fix, that I would fix? You'll get an answer, and it won't be one you want, but it'll be the necessary one.
I'll never be in the Olympics. I'll never be professional acting, but still I grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half that I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me on a dark alley, run at 1 o'clock in the morning, no more thing. I was grinding. Stay born.
As a child, my parents always told me, you could be whatever you want to be. You could do whatever you want to do. And it was something I heard my parents saying it, but I didn't totally believe it. Yet I went out in the world and I carried myself and I held my head high and I stood there and I looked people in their eyes and I talked to people as if I was deserving of everything that this planet has to offer. He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
So you see all these people that have great days in life that you look up to? They're because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them.
Fear of failure. Fear of failure can keep you from taking risks. It can leave you sitting there paralyzed into not taking action. But I don't want you to overcome fear of failure. I want you to be afraid of failure. Fear of failure is good. Fear of failure will keep you up at night planning, rehearsing.
The tragedy of life doesn't lie in not reaching your goal. The tragedy of life lies in having no goal to reach. It isn't a calamity to die with dreams unfulfilled, but it is a calamity not to dream. It is not a disgrace not to reach the stars, but it is a disgrace to have no stars to reach for.
There's fucking excuses here. And every fucking excuse that you tell yourself, every lie that you tell yourself, every fucking little story you tell yourself about not being able to do what it is you want to do because of whatever the fuck it is, that's just you telling yourself another thing that will keep you where you are for a longer period of time. I mean, where you are is somewhere that we don't want to be.